Okay, so today, friends, we are reading the little golden book called Marvel Hawkeye. This was written by Christy Webster and illustrated by Shane
Webster?
Cluster. Mm-hmm. That's the name of the woman who wrote this, Christy Webster.
I'm hungry.
Well, let's
snack for story time.
Grab your snack. And
sugar.
Yeah, I'm letting you have a cookie. Cookies are great. And today we are reading this today, and who are we? We are Mommy and
Sonic the Hedgehog.
Sonic the Hedgehog. You guys, how exciting. So, here we go. Long before he was a hero and an Avenger, Clint Barton was already known by the name Hawkeye. Hawkeye is the world's greatest marksman. At a young age, Clint learned how to draw, aim, and shoot while traveling with the circus. Clint was a natural. After a little more practice and training, he was able to shoot any target. And I would like to say that he has a costume on in these pictures. And what color is his costume?
Purple.
Purple.
My favorite color.
Which is my favorite color. I like that.
Okay. And I am blue. Mm-hmm.
So it says he was able to shoot any target from any distance at any speed. So even if you're far away and you're going as fast as you can, he can still hit you with his bow and arrow, his arrows. For a while, Hawkeye was a loner, which means he preferred to be alone. But when he first met the Avengers, a mighty team of superheroes led by Captain America, he wanted nothing to do with them. Still, Clint wanted to use his incredible skills for good. Iron Man saw his potential, and he talked Hawkeye into joining the team. On one of their adventures, the Avengers met another young archer named Kate Bishop. Her skill with a bow caught the hero's attention. Clint and Kate started training side by side. He taught her a lot about how to be a hero. Kate has taught Clint a lot too. Clint is proud to have another expert archer on the team. Ooh, she's pretty good, huh? In the picture, we can see them practicing, and she's got a bow and an arrow, and he's got a bow and an arrow, and they're both shooting at a flying target, and it's very impressive. Even though Clint and Kate do not have superpowers, they have worked hard to master many skills beyond archery. They are experts in fencing, boxing, and hand-to-hand combat. So let me ask you this. When I say fencing and boxing, do you think that I mean that they go into the backyard and they put up a fence? Or that they can build a box together and put things in it?
Yeah.
Okay. So that's not what that means, actually. Have you ever seen anybody with a sword fighting someone else with a sword?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that is called fencing. Isn't that a funny name for it? Because that has nothing to do with a fence like you would see in your backyard. But that's what they call it when you have a long, skinny sword and you fight with someone else who has a long, skinny sword. Fencing. And boxing is actually, this has nothing to do with a box either. It has to do with, if you ever see two people who are in what they call a big square of, I don't know what, I guess they, a ring doesn't make much sense here. Well, if you ever see two people who have big puffy gloves on their hands and they're punching at each other, that's called boxing. And it's funny because people box with those big puffy gloves on their hands. They box in what they call a boxing ring, which is not a round ring at all. It's a big square thing with ropes around it. It's kind of complicated. I don't know why these terms don't quite sound like what they are, but that's what it is. Okay. But they always return to their first love, the bow and arrow. With the help of the Avengers' greatest inventor, Clint and Kate have built an amazing arsenal of trick arrows to give their shots extra power. With shock arrows, freeze arrows, net arrows, boomerang arrows, and even suction cup arrows, they are ready for any situation. You never know when the skills of a great marksperson will come in handy. Sometimes the Avengers need both archers' expertise to help save the world. So both of them have to go and help. And I would say, yeah, it looks like if the bad guys are attacking. When Clint and Kate returned home from their adventures, there's still much to do. They like to do good in their community whenever they can. Clint and Kate have learned from each other, fought villains together, and worked side by side to keep everyone safe. Both of these Avengers never miss a shot. It only makes sense that they would share the same superhero name. Hawkeye. Go, Clint. Go, Kate. I didn't know that there were two Hawkeyes. One of them is Clint and one of them is Kate, but there you go. And that's probably because I haven't finished the entirety of the Hawkeye television show. There's a television show, which is really for grown-ups, though. And it's on Disney Plus. We'll have to go check it out. But friends, that is the end of the story. Can you say the end?